We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Live from Bouray on the historic Oxford Square, this is Reb Talk on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with TeleSouth Communications. Reb Talk is brought to you by Bouray, Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. Coca-Cola, with zero sugar and now even more delicious. Is the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. Renaissance Bank, show your school spirit with an Ole Miss Renaissance Bank MasterCard debit card. Member FDIC. By Service Specialist. Visit them online at ServiceSpecialistLTD.com for all your recruiting and staffing needs. Game Day Vodka, official corporate partner of Ole Miss Athletics. Please enjoy responsibly. By ExxonMobil, official fuel partners of the Ole Miss Rebels. And by CSpire, on the field, at home, at your business. Speed makes all the difference. Visit CSpire.com to learn what CSpire's ultra-fast fiber internet and nationwide 5G can do for you. Now let's go live to Bouray on the historic Oxford Square. Here's the voice of the Rebels, David Callum.
And welcome indeed to Bouray. Hello, everybody. How are we doing up in here? Good to see you. Good food, good fun. We're going to be here for the next hour with Coach Kermit Davis, the Ole Miss basketball team. Looking forward to talking with him here in a moment. Also tonight on our show, we've got women's golf in the house. National champion head coach Corey Hinkes is going to be with us. And also from Ole Miss women's golf, we've got Kiara Tamberlini, who is on the team. So we're looking forward to visiting with them a little bit later in the show as well. Brandon Hudspeth's back. Everybody give it up for B. Hud.
What's happening?
All right.
That's a disappointing welcome, but hey, here we are.
Three people. I mean, it was only two last time. Something like that.
I'm moving on up in the
world.
Good to be back. I had to miss last week. You know, social responsibility. Had a couple people in my family test positive for COVID. No. So we had to.
Everybody's good, though.
Had to be safe. Everybody's good. We got through it. I tested negative twice, so here I am. I'm back and excited to be here. And
you're invincible.
Yeah, they're right. A lot of basketball this week, so that's been fun. You know, we had the makeup game on Monday that with Florida that, you know, it shot the ball lights out and had a great game there, and then come back on Wednesday night and play a scrappy Arkansas team who, you know, pulled it out at the end there. But we were in it, you know, going into late in the second half, and turn right around and play Kansas State this weekend.
Yeah, that'd be
on
fun.
Saturday.
Kind of step out of league
action. Right, step out of league.
SEC play Big 12 Challenge.
Big 12 Challenge, and I think, you know, we can, again, the season's still in front of you. You still got a lot of chances to get wins, and Kansas State is a really big opportunity on Saturday.
We moved an hour later this week as our women were playing the same time we were on, so we wanted to let you have an opportunity to follow them. They had a tough time tonight, though. They lost to South Carolina, number one team in the nation. Ole Miss went in the polls this week at 24. Final score of that was 69-40. South Carolina with the victory. Only the third loss of the year, though, for Ole Miss, and we wish them the best as things move on.
And South Carolina's, you know, they're a good ways down the road with their program built. You know, their program is built, and they've done a good job over the last probably, you know, 10 years with Dawn Staley there and of building that program and being the top in the SEC. And you know, I still think, you know, the Rebs are probably the top three or four teams in the league. There is a little bit of a gap there just because those programs have been good for so long. You look at South Carolina and Tennessee, mm-hmm. even Kentucky to a certain extent. Those programs have been built over years, and Coach Yeo is still very young in her rebuild of this program, and she'll get there. You know, that just keep fighting, and, you know, we've beat some really good teams this year, and we will beat some really good teams continuing. And, you know, they got to figure it out, and they'll get there. It just, you know, it takes a little longer on that side than some other sports stuff.
All right, so if they want to ask questions, Coach Kermit, we'll get him here in a moment. They can do that on the chat.
Yeah, go to Facebook. If you have Facebook, go to facebook.com/Ole Miss Sports. We just tweeted out. If you're on Twitter, we just tweeted out the link on our Ole Miss Network. If you go to Rev Voice, which is yours, you can find it there, the link. So be sure you go there. You can ask us on Twitter. We'll check that. You can ask us on the live feed if you have a question for Coach, and we'll do our best to get it on. Typically we do. But, yeah, that's the easiest way to get that done.
All right. When we come back, we're going to hear the highlights, the big win over the Florida Gators, visit with Coach Kermit Davis, and we'll also, as we mentioned, women's golf be coming in a little bit later as we'll continue with Reb Talk from Bure. Bure, of course, our host, they do such a wonderful job here on the historic Oxford Square, got great food. And what did we do tonight?
I had some kind of pasta.
We did the pasta jambalaya, wasn't it, Joseph? Oh, my gosh. I walked in. He's eating it. He's about halfway through. I said, I got to have that. And so we went high dollar on your boss. Don't tell
That's
him.
That's all right. I'm a big Bure Burger fan.
Huh? Yeah, Bure Burger. I had Bure Burger last week.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. Okay. If you're in the area and swinging by, even if you can't make it tonight, we always encourage you to include Bure on your stop when you come to Oxford. We'll be back shortly on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Okay. It's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
C Spire is calling bull right here, right now, on the phone. Hi, is this a wireless bull? Yeah, you advertise great deals, but for one or two lines, your price is way higher. Like, what's up with that? Hang up on wireless bull. Get the C Spire Everybody deal. Unlimited data, $55 with autopay. No bull. C Spire. Now, new and existing customers get the latest 5G phone free with trade-in.
Calling all Rebs, bring your official stadium cup to a local Exxon Blue Sky station and receive 49-cent fill-ups all season long. Pick up your cup at a game or your local Exxon Blue Sky location and enjoy 49-cent fill-ups all season long with Exxon and Blue Sky. Exxon and Blue Sky, proud partner of Ole Miss Athletics.
Reb Talk will return right after these messages from your local station on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Morrell off the screen, loops it back to Brooks for a dunk. And he got it. The Rebels back up, 8-7. Left corner pass to Morrell, shoots a three, and he got it. It was almost stolen by the Gators. Morrell now with 9 points, and the Rebels are back within one. Loose ball knocked away by Brooks. Morrell picks it up, takes it down. One-handed tomahawk jam. 11 for Morrell, and the Rebels by four. Bounce pass inside by Appleby, just checked in. He bounced past it to Morrell, though. Rebels with a steal. Ruffin driving to the high bank, and he got it. Deshaun Ruffin with a high bank, and the Rebels are up 28-22 by six. Biggest lead of the night. Timeout, Mike White. Crowley will slap it and inbound at 20 seconds on the shot clock. Gets it in right wing. Rodriguez, open three. Yes! Luis Rodriguez off the inbounds. Drains a three. Ruffin's going to loop it into Brooks for the dunk. He got it in 1 second. What a play.
That'll work.
What a call by Kermit. And great win for the Rebels over the Florida Gators on Monday night, that makeup game. It kind of put the Rebels in a tight spot with several games over a short few days, but that was a huge win, 70-54, the final score. Ole Miss gets the victory there, and good to hear those highlights. Matt Morrell, another great game, 20 points. He was 8 of 12 from the floor, 3 of 6 from 3. Y'all give it up for head coach Kermit Davis.
Thank you.
Hey, Coach.
Thanks, DK.
We were just talking about that. We heard the highlights. What a nice victory on Monday night.
It was. You know, Mike's one of the very best coaches in our league, and his team's always very well prepared. They should have beaten Tennessee on Wednesday night. They're up like 16 at Tennessee and lost a heartbreaker, you know. But I did. I loved our energy level. I thought we had the same energy level against Arkansas as we did against Florida.
Right.
It's just we shot-maked and we executed a little bit better offensively. But we did have multiple guys play better, you know, and obviously Matt Morrell, Deshaun Ruffin played good. We guarded a really good Florida offensive team, so it was a good way to start the week.
Deshaun got you 33 minutes in that game as a true freshman, you know, tremendous recruit for us. He was 9 of 10 at the free throw line, I noticed. He also had 6 assists in that game and only 2 turnovers.
Yeah, and, you know, he I thought he led better in huddles. I thought his voice was louder. Those are things that, you know, the fans, you can't see, and there's no way you could see it, just his demeanor in the huddles. You know, it wasn't kind of maybe that way against Arkansas, but against Florida, I thought that his maturity level was very good, and our whole team, you know, it always starts with the point. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's Matt Corral at quarterback. I mean, he kind of leads the team, and when he's not there, it's tough, you know, and but the one thing Ole Miss, I thought football had all year long, was his voice. And he's
older,
and mature, but people have to understand where Matt was as a freshman. You know, great, great talent. That's going to be the first quarterback taken in the draft. But everybody has growing pains growing up. They just do. And Deshaun is going through them right now. He has some great moments, good moments, not so good moments. And that's just part of being a freshman in this league, which is the best league in college basketball.
You know, you and I have talked about it on some post games with Coach Dukes and all too. You'd like to bring him along, but we don't really have that opportunity now with Jarkel kind of out of the mix for several weeks, and so he's getting thrown to the wolves. But he's getting some incredible experience that you might not get at this age. You know,
what people don't understand is that how the league has just evolved in the last 3 to 4 years. I mean, where it's now the best basketball league in the country. 7 or 8 years ago, it wasn't even considered. Sometimes,
right,
like American Athletic was considered
better. Oh, we were screaming
better,
trying to get five in.
Just trying to get five in, sometimes getting three in. So the quality of play is just over the top, and the coaching is excellent. Recruiting is unbelievable. So my point is for these freshmen that come in, maybe the Kentucky freshmen of old who were great, but maybe they didn't play against the competition they are now every single night. So even these five-star recruits coming into the SEC, they may not start off with just a bang, you know, I mean, just to go get 26 and lead their team to the Final Four. So the competition is high. Like last night, Note is, to me, he's one of the most fierce competitors we'll play against
all year long
as a point guard, you know. And so you look at Florida's team, you know, Appleby and McKissick. It's a lot of mid-major transfers in our league that are just kind of bulldogs, that are all playing with a chip on their shoulder, proving they belong in this league.
And that you messed up the first time.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, they ended up at a mid-major.
It's the truth, you know, and I say it all the time, DK, you've heard me. I mean, I've evolved in that league my whole life.
Right.
You know, the
right.
Idahos, Utah States, Middle Tennessees. And it was a bus league, and we didn't have all the things that we have now. And so my players were the same way. And so when they get to this kind of level, they're trying to prove that they belong in this level. And those guys, the two guards at Auburn, you know. So it is. It's harder now for younger guys to come into the SEC and have such an immediate impact just because of the transfer portal, if that makes sense. Just because there's – everybody's getting older. Everybody's getting older.
And you're getting game experience that you don't get out of a true freshman, you know. It's changing the landscape of football. It's changing the landscape
of
basketball.
It's in every sport.
And I talked to I won't mention him by name, but I talked to a mid-major coach here not too long ago who is really worried about it because, you know, I go find a diamond in a rough. I develop that individual. 2 years later, some SEC team comes and gets him. And so that could be the case down the road.
That's going to happen every time.
Yeah.
That's going to happen every time. It's just going to happen. And like my great Middle Tennessee teams, I mean, that team that won back-to-back NCAA tournament games and won 28 and 31 games, I mean, I don't think I could have kept that team together.
Because a lot of people wanted some guys you had.
Yeah.
We did, too. We rolled up there. Do you want to trade a few here?
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but number 20 on that team would have definitely got some.
He's pretty good. He's still good, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, but it's just changed. And but I know it's a long-winded answer to Deshaun Ruffin. But I'm so proud of Deshaun.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's got a great support system. He really needs Jarkel there with him to kind of every day just right there, and maybe Jarkel will get back before the season ends and help him along.
Yeah, we're looking forward to watching his progress as we move along. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear some of the highlights from last night's game. It was a game very similar to Florida from an execution standpoint, doing good things, getting good looks. We just couldn't get any shots to go down. And then we'll take your questions for Coach Kermit Davis, too, as we talked about a moment ago. If you'd like to send some of those in, we'll get them to him as well. We are live here at Bouray on the historic Oxford Square. We'll continue the Rep Talk in just a moment as you're listening to Rep Talk from Learfield.
Hey, Rebel fans, Game Day Vodka is the first ever spirit of the Rebels. Raise your cocktail game and show your team spirit this season. Score a red and navy bottle of this award-winning vodka by visiting GameDayVodka.com. That's GameDayVodka.com. Your town, your team. Official corporate partner of Ole Miss Athletics. This game is 21 and up. Please enjoy responsibly.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hotty Toddy. You're listening to Reb Talk on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As Arkansas inbounds it, another steal. This time Rodriguez controls it down the floor for a two-handed dunk. He tipped three balls, and the third one was the charm. Ball knocked away. Fagan has it. Fagan takes it down. Bounce pass to Crowley for a one-handed stump. Austin Crowley with a right-handed jam. Crowley out front being bumped by Note. Penetrates. Loops it low to Brooks with a slam dunk. Nothing in the front court off a screen. Penetrates, goes in, left-handed layup, got it, and he got fouled. Little man with a big shot. Morrell on the inbounds, drills a three from the left wing. Wow, been looking for that one. That's his first basket of the game, Mark. Bounce pass to Williams, pass inside, intercepted by Fagan. Step right in front of Wade to pick it off. Down the floor to Morrell, fakes a three, goes into the layup, and scores. Matt Morrell with a basket, and a timeout by Ole Miss. Some of the highlights from the Arkansas game last night, kind of quick turnaround to jump in there with the Hogs. And the coach was talking about J.D. Note. He had 25 points and just shooting it from all kind of spots. And we got 14 out of Matt Morrell, had a big second half. 12 of his 14 came in the second half. Ended up with four guys in double digits. But as we talked about in the postgame last night, Coach, we just missed some point-blank shots. And sometimes this game just gets down to shot-making.
Yeah, you know, Arkansas started the league out 0-3. And they've rallied and playing better. They're not playing many guys. You know, I was asked a question last night about fatigue because we had to have a makeup game with Florida on Monday. So now it's Saturday, Monday, Wednesday. Arkansas didn't play Monday. Mm-hmm. If you're 18 to 22 years old and fatigue was a factor on the third day in 5 days, you shouldn't play college basketball.
That's my opinion. I was wondering where you're going.
That's my opinion. Because if you play. I said absolutely zero factor. I mean, if you're 20 years old and you play 32 minutes at Mississippi State, and then on Sunday we have a game day practice, there's no physical contact. Monday you play 32-33 minutes. Same thing on, you know, and then you have play. How in the world can fatigue be a factor? I said follow Seth Curry's footprints. He plays about 110 of these, and he gets to the gym about an hour and 45 minutes early every single time.
And shoots.
And the fans meet him there. But I told my guys, how many times was he there when nobody was ever in the gym at Davidson? Mm-hmm. Or nobody was ever in the gym in these NBA arenas? Now it's all gone viral. Everybody sees it. Everybody says, well, he shows up because of the fans. No, he doesn't. That's just who his routine is. So it doesn't matter. So absolutely not. And so it shouldn't be a fatigue factor, and it wasn't. I thought our team played really hard, David.
Yeah.
I thought our team competed. All the things that we thought was important. Free throw makes. It may make more free throws than anybody in college basketball. We made five more. Points in the paint, they're one of the best in college basketball. We win that battle. 50-50 balls, we win that battle. Rebounds, we win that battle. We won them all except for the most important thing, shot making.
Right.
And we didn't shot make. And that's just why Arkansas beat us.
Yeah, and Arkansas had some, and I don't want to have an excuse list, but they had some end-of-the-shot-clock shots that
yes.
went in. So not only they were shooting well, but they were making the, you know, the kind of some desperation shots too. And they just had a better percentage, walked out of there with the dub.
Well, when you look at their two best players, and they delivered on point on the road. And that's what teams do. You know, your two best guys, no Tane Williams, they delivered when you're supposed to deliver. One has 25, one has 18. And they made plays. I mean, they're fours and fives. Arkansas was making the least amount of threes besides Mississippi State coming in that game, five. And Williams has made like one. Their four-man had made two. And they go four for five. You know, and they kind of made some shots not really out of offense. You start thinking about Notay's baskets last night. It wasn't really out of set offense. It was just out of just creations and go making plays. And that's what he does. And college basketball is that. So give Arkansas a lot of credit. But I just think that in this league, your best players have to make plays all the time. They just have to. And it's just hard to win on the road or win at home. Your guys have to deliver. And we've got to do a better job, hopefully get them in better spots to score and do all those particular things. And I know our team will be ready to play against Kansas State on Saturday.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that one, too. Two times down the floor toward the end of the game, Coach Musselman didn't even let Notay pass. In other words, don't give it to anybody. I want you to. And he's good enough to do that. So he had two possessions where he didn't give it to anybody and scored both times. It's kind of wild. He's an incredible player.
I think he had 24 dribbles on one possession.
24?
Like 20, 24 dribbles. I mean, just kind of kept it. And you can do that. And we've done it sometimes with Deshaun. And he's going to get to that point. But it was a hard-fought game. And they made plays, and we've got to bounce back. It's just the league that we're in, and, go figure. Like we talked about, Alabama goes to Gonzaga or goes to Seattle, beats Gonzaga in a sold-out arena in Seattle, and then loses Georgia, who's 0-6.
Right.
You said, how's that happen? I said, the SEC.
Basketball.
It's the SEC. It's just where it is. It's just college basketball. It's our league, and it's going to continue to happen over and over again.
Well, as frustrating, too, as last night was on a lot of different levels, the good thing is you look at the clock, it's 8 minutes, and we're still in the game. Yeah. And there was a stretch there where both teams, the effort was there, but just the lid was on the basket for both teams. But you look up at the clock, and you go, we still got time. We still got, the energy's there. We're still getting shots. We're just not dropping shots, so we still have a chance there late. And it just felt like every time we were going and getting a stop, and then we were coming back down and couldn't get the lid off the basket. But again, in the post game, even Austin said it. He said it felt like the effort was there. We just, at the end of the day, just couldn't get the shots to fall.
Matt kind of put the team on his shoulders there through stretch. I thought he was going to help us on his own pull it out.
He did at the very end, and we started pressing, and we stayed the point and got under double digits, that kind of deal. But you're right, it was like 3 or 4 or 5 point game, and we missed some baskets, had a couple key turnovers, and they, Williams made a three, Wade made a three, and it's just what happens when you win on the road. And and sometimes college basketball is different, like college football. You expect a high-scoring game, and it's not, because two teams really come out and they really play really good defense. Arkansas is a physical defensive team, so you never know exactly. You're going to have to win at a lot of different speeds in this league because a lot of different styles of play, and, it's one of those games last night, but you better have a short memory, and we had to take the day off, but we'll come back and have a good preparation day for K-State.
We will take a break. We will take your questions, we promise. I know Rand's probably got some lined up. We'll take a break here and be back with questions for Coach Kermit Davis from you. And as we remind you as we go to break here, we do have women's golf tonight in the house. They won a national championship a year ago, and they're rolling again this time around. Glad to have them. We got Coach Incas here. You two stand up so we can give you a really nice round of applause. Yes. Kara and Corey will be with us shortly as well. We'll take a break and have some questions for Coach Kermit Davis in just a moment on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Nights out on the square, Saturdays in the Grove, or locking the vault with the Rebel faithful. Being an Ole Miss Rebel is special. That's why Renaissance is proud to offer the Ole Miss Instant Spirit Card. Get your Instant Spirit Card today by opening an account at any Renaissance location and get access to our mobile banking app, which lets you check balances, transfer money, and make deposits anywhere you go. Spend with spirit with the Renaissance Bank Ole Miss Debit Card. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.
If you are on the job hunt or if you are looking for top talent for your company, give Service Specialists a call. In the past year, they have placed over 5,000 candidates with companies throughout the Southeast. Whether you're a new college grad or a seasoned professional, Service Specialists handles every type of job in any industry. You name it, we have placed it. give three Ole Miss grads a call. Will Martin, Sydney Fields, or Kelsey Tart look forward to your call at 662-832-5138 with offices in Oxford, Canton, and Ridgeland. Or go to the website at servicespecialistltd.com.
We'll be back with more of Reb Talk right after this on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back to Bouray. We do have Reb Talk going with Kermit Davis as we are live here tonight. Ole Miss will be dealing with Kansas State Saturday at 3 o'clock. 2:30 will be our airtime for that. We kind of step out of the league action and have the SEC Big 12 Challenge. A lot of teams, of course, involved in that. And we get Kansas State, a really good basketball team. We get coaches' thoughts on that in a moment. We're glad we are here at Bouray. Do want to remind you, too, Gentile's official apparel provider of the Ole Miss Network. Check out their new collection of Ole Miss apparel available now at genteelapparel.com or at Landry's on the Square. The next time you're in Oxford, Genteel Apparel is a proud partner of Ole Miss Athletics. B. Hud and I came out. We were like Twinkies, Coach. We got the same top. We got the same jeans on here.
Same athleticism.
Oh, no.
DK is probably more athletic than me.
No,
honestly.
I don't know. B. Hud.
I don't know. He's got a little age on him like me.
It's got to be short distance. Let's put it that way.
For sure. Short burst.
That's right. You got some questions for us, B. Hud?
I do. Starting off with Jeb, our number one fan, asks, are we going to see some more young players get some playing time?
You know, I think that Eric Vander Heiden is going to play on Saturday. You know, we Grant didn't, but Eric and James played at the end the other night, and we just wanted to kind of take a look. I thought those guys did fine. You know, it's just that everybody's bench gets a little bit shorter in SEC play. Arkansas played seven guys.
Right.
They played the transfer from Miami 1 minute. And so the benches get a little shorter, and because the games are so much more close, and, you know, we had some close games, non-conference too. So we'll see how it plays out. Depends on different preparation, maybe some injuries, maybe how some guys play. But I knew that Eric's going to get a chance to play on Saturday.
Highly touted guy with James White. What is his thing that he needs to do to take that next step, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's just James is a good guy. He tries really hard. I think just the adjustment of a lot of the scouting, different things that goes on in basketball, and he's getting better at that. Some guys, like, you know, even Austin Crowley and Ty Fagan, are a little further ahead than maybe James. James may have a little more pop in some areas than both of those guys. So, yeah, it's just when you watch them practice every day, the trust factor in a game, and I do think James White's going to be a really good Division I player in time, and he's going to get some more opportunities.
All right. Question here from Terry Jones asks, how are the injured players doing, Jarkel and Robert?
Jarkel is improving really well, and he had a doctor's appointment today, and the doc said, gosh, you look great. I mean, he's just progressing really, really well. So our fingers crossed to get him back at some point. Robert, you know, obviously it's a ways away, but, God, he's working his tail off in the rehab, and I think he's doing really, really good. And, you know, Robert's going to just be 1,000%, so both those guys are doing fine.
I tell you one thing about Robert, I'd work for him. I mean, yeah. Seriously, he was my boss. He's got such a great attitude.
I said that when he was on the show. I told our GM.
And the way he's dealing with this has been really impressive,
too. He came by my office. Him and Jarkel come to my office every day just to talk. I mean, Robert brings his crutch in, and he sits down, and we visit, and we talk about everything, non-basketball to all different things. And, you know, see, he's a terrific young man, and he's going to do great, and he's going to get back, and so is Jarkel. And so, like I said all the time, we're not using that at all, but you do miss them just every day in all the different right. aspects. I mean, even on the bench, they're our loudest voices.
Yeah.
Even in when they're in practice, they're the loudest voices in the gym over there not playing. And so that's just kind of their leadership qualities.
Yeah, and leadership can be vocal, needs to be vocal. And I heard you talk about, you know, voices in the locker room with those two guys. But what we're missing is their leadership on the floor where they're producing and helping other guys on the floor. And, that's out right now too. But can't wait to see both of them come back.
Yeah, you know, like I said, Jarkel, our leading scorer, Robert Allen, our best defender, best offensive rebounder. You know, so it just is what it is. But I think our teams have played, like we talked about, DK, we've played pockets of really good basketball.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to get more consistent against really, really good teams. And so we've got another great opportunity on Saturday.
So on that note, Jeffrey had a question about shooting percentages. As we talked about, or we've talked about on the show before, but on Monday you shoot second half, you shoot 70%, which is just incredible. And you shoot 33 last week. Neither of those numbers are probably where you think you're going to be. Now, you want to be at 70%, but, you know, college basketball, that's a little unrealistic. His question is essentially, where do you feel like you feel comfortable in the second half that a good percentage for your team?
Well, it's a lot more fun to coach when it's at 70. I like that. I enjoy that better. That's a lot more fun.
70, you know, 80 is fine. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Yeah, no problem with it. But, you know, I just think this is that I don't know where it sits. I think Kentucky leads our league in field goal percentage,
yeah.
You know. I just think that, guys, Arkansas is a good defensive team, but I thought Matt had some really good looks.
Yeah.
I mean, some really good looks. But what we didn't do, by the analytics, we took more mid-range jump shots last night, give Arkansas. They were open, but in Florida, we were rim shots. We were great high percentage at rim shots, you know. And so early in the game, Deshaun started Luis out with a wide-open three. Then I thought Luis took a contested three. And then we had some really wide-open threes, you know. And so Nas didn't score it around the goal
right
the other night like he did against, you know, some nights we've had. So, I don't know, it just varies. But you would love to, in all realistic senses, between 45 and 48% every now and then, you know, get over 53, 54 would be really
good.
With
the way your team plays defense, too, that's a winning formula, right? If you can get that kind of percentage with your defensive effort, then we're going to win a lot more games. But you talked about him on that note, and then we can sum up here. But Luis Rodriguez, what do you think the next step for him is to get more offensive production? He's a great defender. He plays great minutes, plays with a lot of energy. But he seems like a guy that I know you wish, and fans wish, whatever, maybe a few more points offensively. What does he have to do?
Scores, yeah. Offensive rebounds, scores.
Yeah, put back.
He didn't go the line. He's gone four times in the SEC play, four times,
yeah.
For a 6'6", 215-pound athlete. So I think Luis at times has settled from three. I love his step-in threes. I think he's terrific. But when Luis can – like he made a nice drive last night.
Yeah.
Offensive rebound get fouled, drives get fouled. But I thought Luis's production has gotten better.
It has.
The last two – second half against Florida, and I started him last night because of it. So we need to see that on down the stretch in the SEC games.
Coach, before we let you go, give us a scouting report on this Kansas State team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, number one, I want to say this is that, you know, Ole Miss has never won a Big 12 SEC Challenge game.
Right.
And we lost a heartbreaker here at Iowa State. I think they won the Big 12 that year, sold out arena. So when you represent not only Ole Miss, but it's the SEC, and I'm going to make a big emphasis of that to our team. You know, K-State has beaten Texas Tech. They won at Texas. They had Kansas of the night 16 at the half. Somehow they got beat at the end, which was an unbelievable comeback for Kansas. Bruce Weber's a great coach. They're just really physical, good team. We remind a lot of teams of the SEC. Can beat anybody in college basketball. So it's going to be a really physical. They're kind of they just see what you get. They're man-to-man, DK. They run great motion. Another guy, they have a really good point guard. Another guy, he had 35 against Kansas, made 8 threes. So, you know, we'll have our hands full. We have to play really, really well at a very high level.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, too, because last night Austin Crowley in a post-game interview, he said, we represent the SEC, so we're looking forward to this game. So that could be something that definitely is being planned.
Well, it's a big thing. I mean, it is when you start trying. Everybody says the two best leagues in college basketball is either the Big 12 or the SEC. And so I'm not saying it's end-all, be-all. But that's going to be a big weekend for the SEC, and we sure hope to represent them well. Hope to have a lot of fans come out there and help the Rebels.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, DK.
Y'all give it up for Kermit
Bradley,
Davis, head coach of the Ole Miss basketball
team. Heidi Toddy, thank you, guys.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to jump into women's golf. We got Coach Corey Hinkes here, and we'll be back in just a moment with the Ole Miss Radio Network.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and 0 calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Calling all Rebs, bring your official Stadium Cup to a local Exxon Blue Sky station and receive 49-cent fill-ups all season long. Pick up your cup at a game or your local Exxon Blue Sky location and enjoy 49-cent fill-ups all season long with Exxon and Blue Sky. Exxon and Blue Sky, proud partner of Ole Miss Athletics.
Reb Talk continues following these messages on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And welcome you back to Reb Talk. Glad to have a nice crowd here. We are at Bouray on the Oxford Square. Anytime you're in Oxford, of course, we encourage you to check out Bouray. I've seen some friends here. I've seen some people I don't know here. But that's good. It's, you know, that's kind of the way it works, right? You know them or you don't, right?
I thought you were going to say enemies. I've seen some friends here.
No, I don't have any
here.
Enemies.
I don't think you have any enemies.
I just delete enemies, block them, you know, all that good stuff, that kind of thing. Hey, the Ole Miss Golf Course is one course you don't want to miss. Be sure to check out their apparel selection as it's perfect for that Rebel golfer in your life. Visit them online at theolemissgolfcourse.com or call the golf course at 662-234-4816 for more details. And speaking of golf, we've got national head coach Corey Hinkes. Y'all give it up, Corey, again.
Thank you.
Oh,
glad
wow.
To be here.
So glad to get you. We haven't gotten you since the championship. You had to miss a year ago, I think, but seventh year. Right?
Yes, seventh year.
And starting there, that is nuts.
Yeah.
I think it was like last year, right? I mean,
it feels
amazing.
Like it. It's gone by really, really fast, you
that
know, so
it,
I can't believe it's already.
It's the seventh year. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good.
Time flies when you're having fun, right?
No doubt. 2021 National Coach of the Year. Of course, they had the NCAA Team National Championship last year, SEC Team Championship 2019. Corey's done some really cool stuff with our women's golf program, and we need to talk about it as well here tomorrow. We also have Kiara Tamberlini. Did I get it right?
Yeah, that's
Kiara.
Right. Kiara, yeah.
Oh, wow. Kiara. Kiara Tamberlini.
There you go.
She is on the golf team. We always have Julie Johnson. I mean, that name's – how many Julie Johnsons in the world are there? Thousands, 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 thousands. But we're so glad to have her, too. She is from Switzerland. Y'all give it up for Kiara.
Thank you.
Switzerland to Ole Miss.
It's a long way. It's a pretty long way.
Yeah. Was it a culture shock?
It was, definitely. But I was going to say, I think I got used to it pretty well, and I love it.
Yeah, well, good. We're so glad that you're with us here at Ole Miss. She, a year ago, competed in three fall tournaments last year and finished the season with a stroke average of 74.29, the second highest on the team, and has been here as a freshman and sophomore as well. In high school in her home country of Switzerland, she won the Swiss National Junior Championship with a 12-under score, first place finish at the Austrian International Championship with a 6-under score as well. I'm sure that's what got Coach Hinkes' attention, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Back in the day. Each time we have a student-athlete with us, we always get the head coach to talk about it. Tell us what she means to our golf program.
Well, Kiara brings a lot of intangibles to our team, too. She's 100% like the biggest fighter on our team. You know, no matter what, she never quits. And that's something that's hard to coach and hard to teach. So you always know that no matter how she's doing, she's going to grind it out until the very end. And that's, you know, that means a lot on a golf team. So, and she's just honestly one of the nicest people you ever meet. So she works hard. She makes a 4.0. And are you still doing economics?
She's changing
her major to finance. But
to finance.
She's really smart as well, so she's just a total package. So we're really lucky to have her here.
Thank you.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about this team in general. I know that there's a lot of pressure. Once you do it all, you know, the next time around, everybody's after you.
Everybody's looking after you. But that's, I guess, how it felt last fall. And to be honest, we probably struggled a bit with all that attention maybe. Mm-hmm. We just didn't perform up to our potential, we thought. But I feel like this semester we've really kind of settled down, grinded hard during the break, like we did the work we had to do. I mean, we're not there yet for sure, but I think we'll keep progressing and get hopefully to our top level by May again.
You know, it's an individual sport, but we're playing it in a team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in a team scenario, so we're pulling for each other, yet it's you against the course.
And, it's and so sometimes much fun, it, though.
Yeah.
It just means so much more when you get to play for a team. It's insane.
Yeah, that piece is, and you don't get that a whole lot. It broke off a little bit. But it's always kind of unique when you can pull for the other, you know, teammate to make that putt or whatever the case may be. Let's talk about the team in general, though, the new look of this year's team.
Yeah, we lost Kennedy Swan and Macy Samoskis, but mm-hmm. we brought in Natasha Host-Husted, and we just have a mid-year transfer in Maddie May. So, you know, on paper, I think we're as good or better than we were last year. So I know we have the talent, and like Kiara said, I think we just weren't used to, you know, all the attention that we got in the fall, and we struggled a little bit, but we had a good team meeting to start back this year and said when we play our best golf, it's when we smile, we have fun, and we play aggressive. We don't need to play passive and try to defend the title. We've got that trophy. No one's going to take it away from us. So
that's right.
It's time to play aggressive golf like we like to play, and, you know, smart aggressive golf, I should say. But overall, the team's, you know, it's a great group of girls. Like I said, not only are they good at golf, we had, I think, a 3.93 team GPA and a lot of engineering majors and finance and econ, so a lot of tough majors. So just an all-around hardworking group and really excited about, you know, what we could do this spring as well.
B-Hud, they wouldn't let you and me travel with them, would they? With that kind of GPA?
I mean,
but
wow. They wouldn't, and then, you know, they do the cool tournaments too. So women's and men's golf.
I have been trying so hard.
All these exotic locations.
Yeah, I told Coach Malloy this. I've been trying so hard to start doing golf on radio.
We could do radio.
Just
great.
Because of the travel. I could care less, about going to some of the places I've been going to all these years. We need to expand the horizons. Follow golf and go to the Bahamas and Hawaii.
I agree.
And all these great
come
places
join
you
us.
Go.
Open invitation.
Open invitation.
Right.
I know. Tell me about your game, Kiara, to this point. What have you done to improve since you've been at Ole Miss? And where do you feel you are right now?
I mean, I got to say Coach Corey and Coach Zach have really brought me a long way, I think. And the facility, of course, the Tosh Short Course is amazing. I mean, the shots we get to replicate on there are just incredible. And I guess just the team practice, really, like every day, you're comparing yourself to other players that are just as good, if not better than you. And you just, like, keep pushing and you just strive for more every day, basically. Same in, like, workouts. Like, we just push each other every day and every day. And I think that's just what makes you better in the end. It also makes you tough mentally because you're always kind of competing against others. And that makes you a better player yourself.
What age were you when you picked up a golf club?
I was 8 years old.
Eight years old. It's usually young, isn't it? 8 years old.
It is. It's been a while.
Yeah,
that's we do amazing. Have a question if you want me to ask her.
Okay, let's go to break. Right? We'll come back. We'll do a question. How about that? We'll continue to visit with Coach Hincus and Kiara as they've got golf underway. They just came off the Rapsodo in the Desert. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and coming up, Lady Bulldog Invitational. Some of the players going over there for that. We'll talk about that when we come back as well. And then here they go, B-HUD. They're going to Santa Fe, California.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
Santa Fe's not like Cabo or something.
Okay,
like.
But it's someplace we haven't been. We need to go.
Santa Fe, I'm okay with it.
Okay,
that's
you are.
A pass for me.
Okay. We'll be back with more women's golf on Rep Talk next.
C Spire is calling bull. Right here, right now, on the phone. Hi, is this a wireless bull? Yeah, you advertise great deals, but for one or two lines, your price is way higher. Like, what's up with that? Hang up on wireless bull. Get the C Spire Everybody deal. Unlimited data, $55 with auto pay. No bull. C Spire. Now, new and existing customers get the latest 5G phone free with trade-in.
The SEC taught us that there's nothing like game day in Oxford. And if you're all about the cardinal red and navy blue, there's nothing like having the Ole Miss Visa check card from Regions in your wallet. As the official bank of the SEC, Regions is here to help you pull for your team with everything you've got. To order your card, visit regions.com/go rebels. Regions, member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
We'll return to Reb Talk after this timeout on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back at Reb Talk here at Bouray on the Oxford Square. As we mentioned, we're with women's golf right now. Had a third-place finish at the Rapsodo in the Desert at Superstition Mountain, Arizona. Sounds like someplace Stevie Wonder would live, right? Superstition, something like that. Yeah. But we're busy with
a bunch of baseball players.
Yeah, Chiara Tamberlini. And we talked to you during the break. Tamberlini sounds Italian, but you're from Switzerland, right?
Exactly. So it was my great-grandfather that lived in Italy.
Ah.
And I guess the name just carried over. But I actually went to an Italian high school because Switzerland's really small, so we have a bunch of languages.
So you speak English?
Yes, Italian. My first language is actually German, and I speak French.
What? Nice. Give us a little Italian.
Oh, God. What do you want me to say?
Just say, welcome to Bouray.
Benvenuti al Bouray.
There you go. I love it. I love
Beautiful.
It.
Beautiful.
We speak B-HUD and I speak Southern English.
Okay. I've heard that before.
you're learning Southern
I'm
English,
learning
right?
I'm learning that one.
You got some questions?
I have 4 years of French, and I can say
bonjour.
You know, bourre. Bonjour.
Yeah. Bourre. I mean, bourre sounds pretty French.
I did Spanish, and I can only count to 10.
Yeah.
That's about it.
So, a question from in the house. He, right here, a man up front wants to know, is there plans in the future to have a home tournament? That's Ole Miss Women. You know, we used to back in the day, and then we went away from it.
Yeah, we talked about it. So we almost had one, right? We were supposed to have one a few weeks before COVID hit.
Yeah.
And then since then, we haven't quite brought it back yet. Ideally, it'd be nice to do it in the fall, probably, but it's kind of tough with football and getting the hotels and everything arranged around it. But you never know. We might bring it back. It is kind of nice to have some fans here locally come out and support us, and we do love that. So maybe we're still a possibility for sure.
Now, the SEC is in Birmingham, right?
Exactly.
So that's a great opportunity, too, if you want to jump over there and go watch some of that in Birmingham. That's great to get to see all the teams there.
Yeah.
So the other question that I have is personal. We talked to this about Coach O, right? So Coach O came in, and she kind of knew what she was taking over when she stepped in day one. And she had expectations of each year of knowing, like, I can't go from 0 to 100 in a year's time. I have to build that over time. I think you're another great example, and I think we've had this conversation on the show before of the building blocks of small victories to get you to where you guys were last year to a national championship with recruiting and facilities and fill in the blank. When you look back on that, what is your take, and where do you think this program is? I mean, sorry, that's an easy answer probably. We just won a national championship, but when you look at it and review, kind of what's your take on the overall of your progression over 7 years?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really proud of what we've done. You know, it's not just me. It's been all the assistant coaches and the players and strength coaches, and everybody has helped be a part of this. I remember when my first international recruiting trip to Scotland, my assistant and I wrote on a napkin, want to win a national championship, and I think it was in 7 years.
Oh, wow.
And we did it in six, so... You know, that might have been a big goal to have because we were ranked 134.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And we were able to do that in 6 years. So really proud of everybody that's had a hand in it. It's not just me by any means. You know, and obviously, like, we're competitive. We want to keep – we like this feeling of winning. So we want to keep – you know, all we can do is incrementally get better each and every day in each tournament, and we have to stay focused on that and not necessarily the big picture. It's easy to lose control of it real quick if you – get ahead of yourself. So our goal is usually just to, you know, right now is to move up a few spots each every week and every tournament that we play.
Kiara finished fifth in this last tournament.
Exactly.
Congratulations on
Thank
that.
You.
Shot a 68 in one round, which is awesome.
That was fun.
Yeah, was that fun?
Sure.
A 68?
It was a lot of fun.
You know, it's kind of like anything else. A basketball player making shots or a baseball player, you know,
it's
hot.
You
the ball looks so
flow.
Big. Yeah.
The hole looks massive at one point. I mean, it gets tiny again real quick, but you take it while it's big.
Yeah, no doubt. What are you majoring in? You said you changed your major?
I'm doing finance.
Finance?
Yeah, I like it.
You
it's
like
really
it?
Interesting. Yeah.
Cool. And so the Oxford Ole Miss experience has been good for you?
Oh, I love it. I always say it's been the best decision I've made in my life, to be honest.
Oh, neat.
I mean, I always had my doubts about coming to the U.S. I mean, it's a big step coming from overseas, to be honest. But, I mean, I knew I had to give it a shot, and, I mean, I'm really happy I did, for sure.
So after the golf career's over and you've made all this tons of money in the pros, we're going to be a finance person in Switzerland or Italy or America?
I'm tending towards Switzerland, to
okay.
be honest.
Go back
yeah,
home?
That's where my heart is, I guess,
well,
no
hey,
matter what happens. But, I mean, we'll see.
Tell the family that this is going to be back up there. They can go pull it up and watch this again and
okay.
critique you on Rep Talk. That's for sure.
Them.
Hey, Coach, we got Lady Bulldog Invitational. Tell us a little bit about that. Some
so,
of the
so
teammates
it's an individual, yeah, individual event this weekend. So Coach Zach, I think he's watching. Hey, Zach.
Hey, Zach.
he brought four of our players up there this weekend. Mm. So great opportunity for some of our freshmen and players who have not seen the course. We play there in March for a team event. So it's a good opportunity for them to see the course and get a little practice around, I guess. And just get some experience for our younger players. So, yeah, that's where they are this weekend.
Over in Athens, Georgia. Kiara, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks
we
for
appreciate
having
it. We'll have you again sometime.
Awesome.
We'll do that.
I'd like
try
it.
To, we're going to try to get women's golf back. We need to bring the whole team.
We should.
And
that'd
then have
great.
A party. I want the championship trophy.
We can make
know,
it
all
We'd
that
love
good
stuff.
So we
that.
Make that happen, all right?
You got it.
Y'all give it up again for
Thank
our
you.
Women's Golf Thank representative, you. Coach Hinkes, and also Kiara Tumberly. And we'll wrap things up when we come back on Rep Talk.
CareMed EMS was founded with one goal, to serve Northern Mississippi with the highest quality medical transportation. We are proud to offer emergency and non-emergency advanced life support ambulance service, as well as prompt and courteous wheelchair van services. Contact CareMed EMS today at 662-380-5138 for all of your medical transportation needs, or visit them online at caremedms.com. CareMed EMS, quality medical transportation.
If you are on the job hunt or if you are looking for top talent for your company, give Service Specialists a call. In the past year, they have placed over 5,000 candidates with companies throughout the Southeast. Whether you're a new college grad or a seasoned professional, Service Specialists handles every type of job in any industry. You name it, we have placed it. Give three Ole Miss grads a call. Will Martin, Sydney Fields, or Kelsey Tart look forward to your call at 662-832-5138 with offices in Oxford, Canton, and Ridgeland. Or go to the website at ServiceSpecialistLTD.com.
Reb Talk will return right after these messages from your local station on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And we're back at Bouray, and don't forget the Mississippi Hospital Association thanks our hospitals and their frontline heroes who are sacrificing so much to take care of all of us, whether it's paving the way for healthier outcome, tackling life's challenges, or providing protection. Mississippi Hospitals and their healthcare heroes are there for you and your families. Mississippi Hospital Association encourages all Mississippians to make the winning play and take their shot at beating COVID. Boy, it's been everywhere. Hopefully we'll not have too many more variants, you know. Yeah. Hey, B-Hud, thanks. Great job,
yeah,
my friend.
Man, that was good.
Jake Ness is our Winston-Salem studio. We thank you. Joseph Kennedy, our on-site engineer who shared the same meal with me earlier tonight. Hannah's going to turn us off on Facebook in a moment. Thank you, Ms. Tice. And big basketball game, B-Hud, on Saturday. We talked about 3 o'clock, 2:30 airtime for K-State.
That's right. As Coach Davis said, I mean, it's representing the SEC, so it's something more than just your team. You got to go out, give it your best shot, and that'd be a big win, right? I mean, it's a big win to go on your resume. If you can't kind of get things turned around in the right direction, you can take it from there.
Thanks, man.
Yep, absolutely.
We'll see you next week on Reb Talk.
You've been listening to Reb Talk, live from Bouray, located on the Oxford Square on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield. Reb Talk has been brought to you by Bouray, Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square, Coca-Cola with zero sugar and...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.